Welcome to the Great Big Small Business Show. I'm glad you're here to listen today. Our topic this week is organization. Now, several of our contributors laughed when they heard that topic because none of us ever feel perfectly organized. We'll start this week with two segments on how to do to-do lists. Ted Demopoulos, the author, makes his first appearance on the Great Big Small Business Show. He has some very simple and direct advice on organization that works even if you aren't a very organized person. Ted?
Hello, this is Ted Demopoulos. I'm honored to be asked to be part of the Great Big Small Business Show. A little bit about me real quickly. I'm the author of Blogging for Business, or the co-author actually, author of What No One Ever Tells You About Blogging and Podcasting, where I'm very happy to have Becky McRae included. And I am a small business. I'm a one-man consulting shop, and I've also worked with a lot of other small businesses, ranging from a gym in Scarborough, Maine, to high-tech startups. When it comes to organization, I'm not an organized guy. My strength is that I know that, so I don't let it be a weakness. Now, I'm not going to talk about my filing system, which some of you may use. It's how I organize my papers in a semicircle around my chair by my desk, so I can sort of swing and grab anything. I'm going to talk about a new system for organizing my time I've been using maybe the last 6 months. Most of the time, I just organize my time in my head. I remember what I need to do and what's important. But when things get too hectic, when I'm too busy, that doesn't always work. So I started using lists. Now, lists, that sounds good. You can cross things off when you do them. But my problem would be that I'd always put all the things that I really felt I should do on a list. Consequently, nothing would ever get finished. No list would ever be completed and would be carried off to the next day. So I found a very simple technique that helps me a lot. I write a small list on a scrap of paper, usually. It only has a few things on there, things that I should be able to easily complete today. For example, I have 5 things on my list today. Not 10, not 15, although I hope I get that many done, but 5. This is the 5th, recording this segment. When this is done, I'm going to crumple up this piece of paper and throw it away. And I'm going to be happy. And then I'm going to go on and do things that I really should do, but that are not as critical to have finished today. The key points that I've found for me is to just put a small, short list of things you can finish and should finish. They're not only high priority must-do things. Usually I will add at least one, this is important and has to be done sometime. Otherwise, I find the important and must be done sometimes things never get done. So this is how I organize my time now. When I get busy, I get a scrap of paper. This one's about 2.5 by 4 inches, and it really is, I ripped it off of a pad. And I cross things out as I go. I find I get more done, I find I have a better sense of accomplishment, and the things that absolutely, positively need to be done go on the very top of the list, and I do them first. Very often, that means email falls behind. I don't usually put reading email on the list. As important as it is, it's usually not high priority. That's it for now. Thanks and goodbye for everyone.
Thanks, Ted. I am very glad to have your contributions. Ted's website is dmop.com, and you'll find a link, of course, on the Great Big Small Business Show website. Next up is Ben Yoskovich, the instigator, and he is a bit more systematic about to-dos and takes to-do advice a few steps further into the high-tech world.
We've all got them. They're nasty little buggers that grow and grow and grow. We often lose control of them resulting in frustration, anxiety, or worse. What am I talking about? The dreaded to-do list. Why is it dreaded? Mostly because to-do lists tend to be unmanageable, a mishmash of tasks, events, mixed up priorities, confusing details, and general chaos. Most of us have a desk peppered with yellow sticky notes, or bits of paper with scribbled nonsense on them. When was that due again? Heck, what was I supposed to be doing in the first place? Organizing your to-do list is essential to keeping you sane and running smoothly. Here are 4 tips for writing a more useful to-do list. 1. Keep it as short as possible. True, we're all busy, but there's only so much we can do in a day anyway. A to-do list with 50 things is basically useless. Try keeping your to-do list down to 10 things. Let's stay laser focused. If you've got more than 10 to-dos, move them off your list and put them somewhere else for now. 2. Write concise to-dos. Standardize them. Make sure the critical information is there. You need to be able to scan your to-do list in a quick flash and get all the critical information you need. 3. Prioritize. Even with a short list of to-dos, it makes sense to prioritize them. The trick, to avoid a complicated to-do list and wasting time, is to develop a simple system for priorities. Even listing them in a specific order is good enough. We all know that the first item in the list is more important than the last. Alternatively, you could assign numbers to your to-dos. I would recommend something as simple as 1, 2, 3, and no more than that. 4. Exclude extraneous information. Beware the bloated to-do list. Decide what's most important in terms of content, and stick with that. Each time you're about to put something into a to-do, ask yourself, do I really need this information? The most common information I've seen in to-dos that's extraneous is dates and times. To-dos are meant to be done as soon as possible, all the time, whenever you can, so they don't really need dates and times. So, what sorts of tools exist for making good to-do lists? There are millions of tools out there designed to keep track of your to-dos. The most common one is Outlook, which has a simplified task list feature. I often use Notepad myself. It's one step away from writing it on yellow sticky notes, but it meets my needs. The only problem is that I can't access my to-do list while I'm out of the office. If that's a priority for you, then you can look at any number of web-based tools. When looking at a web-based tool, consider ease of use and its ability to integrate with other software. I've experimented with a few, including Ta-da List, Remember the Milk, and VooToDo. I didn't get far enough to pick one for myself, but they're all easy to use and test out, and I encourage you to take a look at what's available. The key, though, isn't really what tool you're using. The key is to maintain a lean, mean to-do list, free of bloat, full of critical, prioritized information. Thanks for listening this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I wish you a very productive future. Please visit me on my blog, Instigator Blog, at www.instigatorblog.com.
Thanks, Ben. With those good ideas from Ted and Ben on day-to-day organizing, next I am going to talk about organizing week by week. The work week makes a good time frame for working with organization. We all have regular business routines that fall within the week, and our perspective tends to be lost when we're focused on just our daily activities. So I have an idea that I got from Dale Carnegie. Each weekend, sit down and review your business week. Then take time to plan next week. As you look back over the week that was, you want to find your successes. You want to look at the failures. And most importantly, you want to find the lessons you learned from each of those. Also, as you look back over your week, you're going to find items that you need to capture so that you can take further action on them in the future. You'll probably also find that you had some interesting ideas that you want to be sure to pursue in the future. If you don't record them now, they will slip away for sure. At my blog, Small Biz Survival, we have a weekly brag basket, and that is really just a trick to get people to do a weekly review. What I do is I allow people to place a comment telling what wonderful thing happened in their business this week. But you see, in order to have something to comment on, you have to look back at what did I learn this past week. The second half is to put in the time on scheduling the most important things that go into next week. And this is an idea basically from Stephen Covey, that you focus on your priorities by getting them into the plan at the beginning of the week, so that as things come up day by day, they don't knock you away from the ideas that are most important and the tasks that are your greatest priority. So this technique gives you the time to make the most of the week that you just went through and gets you off to a good start on the next week that is coming up. The online tools that I'm using right now to help me do this are the to-do list that I found at Oprius Foundations, and then I also use the weekly calendar at Google so that I can share it with others. Both of these tools I have found are working pretty well for me, and you'll find links to them at our Great Big Small Business Show website. Next up is Chris Brogan, the Grasshopper, and he is one of the organizers of the first ever PodCamp that was held in Boston. He's going to share some of what he learned along the way about organization.
Organizing thought. Hi, this is Chris Brogan from Grasshopper New Media. It's really timely that we talk about organizing in this episode because I just had an opportunity to really test my ability to organize. I just helped put off PodCamp Boston, a two-day unconference around audio and video podcasting, and it took all the organizing skills I had. But one thing I learned about the personal relationship I have with organizing is I tend to use the same basic underlying tricks to get things done. And here's what I've got. I've got 5 tips for helping you organize and see if this works for you. First off, carry small 3x5 cards in your back pocket and a pen to write. One of the things I notice over and over again is people don't have the most basic tool in the world, something to write on to remember what they're talking about. That one's helped me a lot. Second, don't leave it in that form for too long. Move it to something electronically fairly quickly. For example, if it's a scheduling thing, like make sure you call back Matt tomorrow at 1 p.m., then make sure you put something in your Google Calendar or your Outlook for wherever you're going to schedule your time and use that. Also, in the electronics format, make sure that if you're putting in contact information, you use a central contact software, and make sure you transfer that stuff out electronically. Third, have an idea warehouse. Similarly, I put ideas that I come up with and onto the 3.5x11 cards into something online that I can get to from anywhere. I tend to use Backpack by 37 Signals. If you go to 37signals.com, you can see Backpack there. It's available for a free, or you can get a slightly larger version of everything for a couple of bucks a month. So that's the third one, is make an idea warehouse. And what do I mean by that? I mean put your ideas into a format that you don't have to work on them right away, but you're not going to lose the germ of what you were thinking. If you don't, what happens is your mind processes on 2 levels, and obviously you don't get as much juice out of either. One part of your head is thinking, just remember, just remember, just remember. And the other part is thinking, well, I've got stuff I've got to get done here. See how that doesn't work out? Tip number 4. Take frequent sweeps of what's going on and what needs doing, especially to make sure that it ties to what you think matters most to your life. So when I say frequent sweeps, I very often in a day will stop what I'm doing and go, what am I doing? Why does this matter? And I'll find myself, you know where I'm hiding out most times? In email. I'm responding back and forth to all the email I'm getting. And I take sweeps to remind myself that video doesn't get edited and audio doesn't get edited while I'm in there. Conferences don't get planned. So I make frequent sweeps to remind myself what I'm doing. So 4, take frequent sweeps. 5, small boxes. If you come over to grasshopperfactory.com and search on small boxes, you'll see more of what I'm talking about there. But essentially the idea is this. People can't think on the broad scale. People can't execute on the broad scale. They can think okay in that way, but it's hard to execute and get the day-to-day done. If you say to yourself, I've got to lose 40 pounds, great, what am I doing today? So small boxes is my organization trick to fixing that issue. It also helps me get things done by making sure I fill up a box and then empty the box in a certain period of time. So I might have a box that says, write thank you cards or thank you emails even to everybody I have a business card for. Well, that's great. It's simple, it's finite, and it's a small box. It's filled in, and I know how it's going to take, what time it's going to take me to get that thing emptied again. So let's review really quick. Use some kind of a paper format of 3.5 by 5 cards or something to write stuff down. Have pen and paper on hand at all times for all your ideas. 2, move those into something electronically really quickly so that they can be better used and better followed up on. 3, make yourself an idea warehouse where you can put all these thoughts you've had in your head and where you can sort of go back and reflect on those. 4, take frequent sweeps. How am I doing? What am I doing? What needs doing? And does this match with what matters most to me? And 5, small boxes. Try looking at things on your grand vision broken down into smaller boxes that you can fill up, look around at, and then execute. This also helps with multitasking. And that's it. In under 5 minutes, I've told you 5 top organization tips that I use to get my business done. I'm Chris Brogan from Grasshopper New Media. Back to you, Becky.
Thanks, Chris. Our next 3 segments share simple and usable organization advice. Up first is Heidi Miller, the shameless self-promoter. She has 1 tip, and only 1, but she certainly makes it count.
Hi, this is Heidi Miller, the shameless self-promoter herself and corporate spokesperson. And this is Heidi's quick organization tip of the day. Yep, just 1 tip, but it applies to almost everything and has really saved my life in the last couple of years as I've been struggling and building my own business. This very simple tip is touch everything once. Touch it once. And this applies to, for example, mail. When you bring in your mail, try to touch each piece of mail only once. I once got the advice to open my mail standing over the trash can, and that stood me very well. 90% of it went straight into the trash can. Everything else I would open immediately and try to touch it only once. If it required action, I tried to do the action just that day. Now, if it's absolutely necessary, some things I did have to set aside because they required more time, more documentation, or more information so that I couldn't respond to them immediately. But most mail, you can get away with touching only once, either throwing it away or responding immediately. And hey, guess what? The same thing is true for email. Yep, my email box could get really, really crowded and I was getting really overwhelmed. I've got 4 different email accounts I check on a regular basis, and those boxes can get really darn full. So I try to touch each email only once. I found that when there was an email that required more attention, I would just flag it and save it for later. Well, that didn't really work. I never ended up getting around to it because more and more email kept pouring in. So I force myself to respond to the email immediately, even if it's only to say, I'll get this information to you by Tuesday and then we'll talk. So then, of course, I'd have to put on my calendar, get this information to so-and-so by Tuesday, but I have forwarded the process. That email could then be deleted, and the next step was to get the information and then follow up. So I try very hard to touch each email only once. Guess what? Same thing works for phone calls, too. If there are a series of phone calls that you need to make, well, I used to sit down and make lists, and that still works sometimes. But I've operated on the do it once, do it now technique for a while, and it's worked very well for me. That is, the second I think, hey, I need to give so-and-so a call, I do it right then, if it's at all humanly possible. If I can just whip out my phone, make the call right then, even if it's only to leave a message, that means that I've taken that proactive step and forwarded the process. If it's absolutely impossible to call the person right that second, of course, write it down, put them on your call list for later. And then when you're waiting in line at the grocery store or the doctor's office, sit down and make a bunch of phone calls, most of which will probably be just leaving messages. But again, if it's at all possible, touch things only once. Touch your mail once, touch your email once, and touch that phone call once. Well, that's Heidi's organizational tip of the day. You can find out more at my weblog, talkitup.typepad.com, or on my podcast, Diary of a Shameless Self-Promoter, at heidimiller.libsyn.com. Back to you, Becky.
Thanks, Heidi. For our next tip, we go to Steve Rusinski, the small business CEO. Steve says that in just 60 seconds, you can learn to organize your business.
Hi, this is Steve Rosinski of the Small Business CEO weblog, which you can find at www.smbceo.com. My topic today is a 60-second guide to organizing your business. When you organize your business and eliminate the clutter, you will feel re-energized. You'll find that you are easily motivated to get straight to work when you don't have a mess to deal with. You will save time otherwise wasted looking through piles or searching for a missing document on your computer. Begin by establishing a plan, prioritize your list, set a date with yourself, and identify your motivation. In just 60 seconds, you will learn how to organize your business. Step 1. Create a clutter-free desktop. Throw away items you don't use, like pens that don't write, old computer disks, scrap paper. Keep only the supplies you regularly use on your desk. This usually includes several pens and pencils, a stapler, scissors, paper clips, a post-it pad, a notepad, a calendar, and a phone message book. Next, consolidate your office equipment by purchasing a multifunction device, such as an all-in-one printer, scanner, copier, and fax machine. Use letter trays and file sorters to avoid piles. Finally, clear out your drawers and designate a purpose for each one. If your desk has 3 drawers, consider creating a supply drawer, a personal drawer, and an identity drawer, containing items with your company logo on them. Step 2. Generate storage space where none exists. If you have faced the problem of not having enough storage space, you know that everything can become a cluttered, disorganized mess. Storage space can be easily added through shelving, cabinet installation, drawers, storage units, bookcases, and file cabinets. Shelves are inexpensive, easy to install, and can store books, files, binders, supplies, or whatever you need. Cabinets are a more expensive, more permanent option and are nice because they conceal your materials. Storage units and plastic containers are great for storing products you sell, as well as for holding large supplies like printer paper and folders. Step 3. Manage your mail. It's easy to let the mail pile up, but save yourself time in the long run and deal with incoming mail immediately. Sort your mail as soon as it arrives. Throw away the junk mail. Forward mail to the appropriate people when necessary. Open and separate the rest of the mail and file it when appropriate. Categories for filed mail may include bills, mail that needs to be responded to right away, mail that's not urgent, publications, etc. If you rely heavily on email communications, you should check your email as often as every hour and reply immediately if possible. Use the folders in your electronic mailbox to organize your mail. Step 4. Maintain an efficient filing system. Files that you do not use anymore but may need in the future are best stored in file boxes. File boxes can be stored on shelves, in a closet, or at an off-site storage center to save space. Know what you can throw away and what you need to keep. Throw away outdated information. Keep legal documents such as contracts, warranties, and tax documents. Organize your files by color coding, alphabetically, or by type of file. Consider having separate drawers for different areas of business, such as clients, finances, and media. Step 6. Maintain an organized computer. Keeping your computer organized by using helpful software is critical. You need to clearly name files, saving files to appropriate folders, and creating shortcuts on your desktop. Shortcuts should be created for all your Microsoft Office programs, the internet, email, and your database. Software you should own includes an up-to-date version of Microsoft Office, some type of virus protection software like Norton SystemWorks, a contact management database such as Act, Goldmine, and Microsoft Project or a similar project management tool. Finally, step 6. Keep track of time. Scheduling is critical. Have a daily plan and stick to it. Schedule your time on a planner. This can be a desk or wall calendar, an appointment book, a handheld device, or a computer program. When contacting people, leave detailed voice and email messages stating exactly what you need so the person will be prepared with the information when they call or email you back. I know none of these are radical new ideas to take. They're just doing the basics well. Hi, this is Steve Rosinski of the Small Business CEO. Hope you have a prosperous week.
Thanks, Steve. You know, if we didn't have any other guide to organization, I think the tips that Steve has just shared take you through the whole range of everything you would need to know to organize your business. Thanks again, Steve. Our last segment comes from Colleen Wainwright, the communicatrix. Like many of us, and me especially, she is organized in some ways and definitely not organized in others. From her real-life experience, Colleen is going to share some actual tips that really do work.
As I sit not 3 feet from an incredibly disgustingly overflowing inbox, the irony of me doing a segment on organization is not lost on me. I am what's known as a closet slob, and not because if you look at my closet, it's a mess, because that's actually one of the places I am very well organized. I have all matching hangers, and everything's hanging in the right direction. Everything's clean, mended, organized by color and season in the closet. However, if you look just 1 foot beyond the closet, you're invariably going to find some kind of a mess. And that's the sort of organized person I am, the kind of organized person who likes things to look a certain way or fetishizes certain aspects of organization, but does not have a full organizational plan implemented. But the good thing is, since I am sort of anal retentive about this stuff, I have learned a few tricks about organization that actually I think everyone could find useful. And the main number one thing is learning to do a sweep. And a sweep is nothing more than you set the timer if you want, or just say, I'm going to go until I can't stand it anymore. But you basically set aside a chunk of time and you go through with a basket or a box or whatever, and you pick up everything that doesn't belong somewhere and you put it where it does. Now, of course, this presupposes that you've already designated a place for everything. And I suppose in that regard, I am organized. That's one of those holdovers from being a little kid when, you know, the whole a place for everything and everything in its place thing. Did anyone ever say that, or did you just like pick it up by osmosis? I don't know. I think I did. I don't remember anyone in particular saying it. But that's one thing I learned early on. Otherwise, I'd be looking in the freezer for my purse and possibly finding it there. I learned to put the keys in a certain place, and I learned to put the papers in a certain place and put the bills in a certain place. So even if they were in a big nasty pile in that place, you knew where to look first. So the sweep is very helpful if you already have the simple plan of having a place for everything and everything in its place implemented, which I do. And the other thing is, find the minimum amount of organization you need to be organized. And by that I mean, it's going to vary from person to person. And there's certain people who just love to geek out and get into all the sort of different organizational programs. I got really into David Allen's Getting Things Done for a while. I still think it's a great plan. However, I found myself getting off track, getting into all the doodads that I could buy, the label maker and all the sexy file folders and all the doodads, the stuff, the other ways of implementing his plan rather than actually taking the time implementing it. So what I had to do is go back to square one, and I'm still working on it. It's a thing in progress. And go back and really look at what the bare minimum was that I needed to be organized. For me, it was a certain thing like, okay, I have to have the bills all in a certain place, or I have to have the place at a certain baseline level of cleanliness and decluttedness in order to work. Now I know what that is, so I know I can't let myself get too far beyond that. But as far as specific plans that you have for organization or specific ways of implementing things, I can't really speak to that. It's sort of something you have to find your own way on. And I'm hoping actually to listen to this and find a ton of great tips. I know Heidi will have some, especially about being organized with podcasting. But that's really my sort of general sweeping ideas about organization. And you see, if I were more organized, you wouldn't have had that big pause there, because I would have had it written down and been ready to just say it in my podcast. Anyway, this is Colleen Wainwright on Organization for the Great Big Small Business Show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Colleen. And I'd like to thank all of our contributors this week: Ted Demopoulos, Ben Yaskovich, Chris Brogan, Heidi Miller, Steve Rusinski, and Colleen Wainwright. Thank you for listening to the Great Big Small Business Show. We appreciate your time. If you'd like to share anything with us, we have a listener line at 206-600-6158. And of course, you can leave a comment on our website at greatbigsmallbusinessshow.com or gbsbs.com. I'm Becky McCray. Have a terrific and organized week.